producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. One of you over the break sent me a real cool article here on what dates cost, what a cheap date costs around the world. We were talking about dating in the previous hour. My son wants to take somebody out and take her to a, you know, dinner and a movie. And we calculated how expensive that could get. And while hubby and I will be probably home sitting on the couch in our sweatpants, you know, or underwear or whatever, watching a movie, eating Top Ramen, my baby is fining and dining somebody who I don't know, who is going to, you know, put a wedge in between my baby and me, and he's taking her to a dinner, and they're going to have appetizer, and they're going to have, I order water, they're going to have drinks, she's going to ask for a dessert, and I'm just going to be sitting there with my Top Ramen crying. So, we were talking about how expensive dates are. This is interesting. Okay, so, they sent me, I'm reading this as I go, these are cheap dates around the world. Okay? Deutsche Bank has a new report looking at prices around the world. They call a cheap, what they call a cheap date. For example, Tokyo. A cheap date would cost $234.77 in American money. Why? Because delivery of a dozen roses is $111. Okay, see, don't send flowers. I told my husband straight off the bat, he doesn't have to send flowers because I knew how expensive it was. Roses, $111. Two movie tickets, $42.08. A cab ride, $14.15 if you're going 3 kilometers. So basically, cab ride, soft drink, two movie tickets, couple beers, cheap date in Tokyo, $234.77. No wonder people are doing Grindr and Tinder and all these other Grindr and Tinder and all these other dating apps. Who has that kind of money? Sydney, Australia, $216.22. Movie tickets are come to about $63, cab ride $12, and then I guess roses $95.40. I don't know why you guys are spending that much money on the roses. London. Is it just in America, people don't give flowers as much as I guess they do here in London. Delivery of a dozen roses. Maybe roses is a big part of the date. Movie tickets are cheaper, $32.78. Cab ride, $13.12. So they're spending a total of $207 per date. Melbourne, $190 per date. Again, the roses are close to $100. Movie tickets, cab ride. New York City. Okay, New York City, a date would be $183. And 1 cent. Why? Because your roses are $111. Don't understand that. Two movie tickets come to $12. See, movie tickets out here are $14.50. How do they get by a movie for $24? Cab ride, $9.50. San Francisco, $178. So still a little cheaper. Toronto, Canada, $177 for a date. Moscow, $174 for a date. Wellington, $171. Chicago, $169. I don't understand that. They're spending so much money. Maybe I don't, you know, nice sight, but I don't know if I like it because they're spending too much money on the roses. But it's expensive to date. Bloomberg Business Week has an article here on how expensive it is to date long term. Let me see here. The high cost of serious dating. They said you might want to put some of the money into a 529 plan. All right, let's see what they have. Flowers to them are $275 a year. Okay, that makes sense. Chocolates and candy, Over 2.5 year courtship, $186. Oh, hell no. I made my husband spend $186 on chocolate and candy the first date. Fine dining. They say for 2.5 years, you could easily spend $8,000. I think even higher than that. Valentine's Day, total cost, 2.5 years, $320, $620. Entertainment, I think this is grossly underestimated. 2.5 years, courtship, entertainment is $1,700 for that. I think it's probably way more than that. Movies, going to a show, going to a concert. Engagement ring, they say the total average cost of an engagement ring is $4,200. They say the total average cost of a wedding is $27,882. Total cost of a honeymoon averages $4,400. I forget what we spent on our honeymoon. We spent a couple thousand. And I always tell people, spend on the honeymoon and not the wedding. Because the wedding, you really don't get to enjoy it. It's over in a few hours. But the honeymoon, you know, you can make it last, have more memories. Wedding, just get married, have the pictures. But we really, you know, could have spent a lot more on the wedding, and we just didn't have the money. And thank God I kind of took control of that, because it really could have gotten ridiculous. One of my family in-laws wanted us to spend like $2,000 plus on flowers alone. I didn't even have $2,000 in the bank. I was still waiting tables while going to medical school. I didn't have $2,000 for flowers. So, you know, there's ways to do it cheap. And then they say the total cost of couples who marry may incur while dating a $40,000 bill. $40,000 for dating. So I guess no wonder, you know. I mean, if I was a guy, and I know this kind of sounds bad, but if I was a guy that had a very, very limited budget, okay, and you were dating somebody that had the 15-date rule until she slept with you, okay, I could see how if you don't really, really like her, you leave. I get that, because that's very expensive. You know, it's crazy. And now with these apps, it makes it so easy for people to just go and have sex. Why are they going to spend money trying to wine and dine somebody? Now, on the flip side, as a woman, it's kind of nice to know that there's those other things out there so that you don't have to feel like you're being, you know, if someone's with you, that's because they really want to be with you. Because if they wanted sex, they could just go and find that on those dating apps. But they want to be with you because they really want to be with you. Huh. I don't know. It's very interesting how things progress and cycle. So I guess start saving up. My son's going to be dating. I am not ready for that. Definitely not financially. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
All I do is speak, but you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Did you know that select musical tones have the power to heal? By listening to seven amazing songs that contain these tones, you can experience the power of music therapy.
I used to work in a pretty stressful atmosphere, but I started using the whole tones in the office, and I'm experiencing more focus, motivation, peace, and better relationships.
WholeTones99.com is a unique music therapy program featuring seven secret ancient healing frequencies uncovered in the music of King David. Now you too can unlock the healing secrets of the Bible, as we are offering a free sample of this music so that you can discover their power to heal, relieve stress, and break negative cycles.
I use the tones to calm my 5-, 3-, and 2-year-old to stop the fighting, and it works.
Now you can experience the healing music therapy in the comfort of your own home or office. Visit WholeTones99.com and get a free song. Visit WHOLETones99.com today for your free song. That's WholeTones99.com. WholeTones99.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Brandon writes, I weigh 350 pounds and want to get a gastric sleeve, but my insurance won't cover the procedure, and it is too costly to do so on our own. Isn't the ACA supposed to cover it? Now, this is a good question. Bariatric surgery, the costs, when is it covered? There's only a certain number of states, I'm pulling it up right now, where bariatric surgery is covered. I'm a little confused how, okay, you know, If I believe they say essential health benefits, okay, I think bariatric surgery is called an essential health benefit, but it's only in states where they allow that to happen. So I believe there's only like 23 states. Essential health benefits in each state are determined. All right. And I'm reading this from bariatricsurgeryresource.com. They're determined based on health insurance plan and legislators that are the most representative of the average plan in the state. So the Affordable Health Care Act's bariatric surgery requirements vary. All insurance plans under the ACA, they have to have obesity screening and obesity counseling as a covered benefit. But they don't necessarily have to pay for bariatric surgery. From what I understand, there are some states that do include bariatric surgery in all individual, family, and small group plans. These occur in Arizona, California, Delaware, Hawaii, Illinois, Iowa, Maine, Maryland, Massachusetts, Michigan, Nevada, New Hampshire, New Jersey, New Mexico, New York, North Carolina, North Dakota, Oklahoma, Rhode Island, South Dakota, Vermont, West Virginia, and Wyoming. See, and this is interesting because I live in Nevada, so my state is technically listed here, but I have patients where they say their insurance won't cover it. So is it because they didn't buy a plan on the exchange? You know, it's interesting. I also noticed that some of my patients, they still don't get physicals as a covered benefit. Their insurance will not pay for physicals. But I thought under the Affordable Health Care Act, you have to provide a physical. So it just shows you that the system is still completely messed up. I'm a fan of bariatric surgery, especially the sleeve. I think it's a valid option for somebody that's 350 pounds. But I understand it can be extremely expensive. All right. Gastric banding, which was a cheaper alternative, cost about $15,000 roughly to do, where they put a band around the stomach to kind of reversibly limit the pouch surface area of the stomach, and not as popular. So, you know, some people don't seem to tolerate it well. People want a more permanent approach to their weight loss. They don't want to have something in there that has to be adjusted and possibly removed. So it doesn't seem to be as popular. And unfortunately, the more popular one, the gastric sleeve, that costs about $19,000. Gastric bypass, $24,000. Duodenal switch surgery, which you really don't see a lot of people do, about $27,000. So, gastric balloon, I guess that recently has been approved in the United States. I haven't really seen how popular that is, to see if that's going to be taken on as much of the popularity as the sleeve does. The sleeve is where, we've talked about the different types of, bariatric surgery, where you have the stomach and you have kind of, you know, if you think of a water, pouch, you know, when you go camping and there's like a pocket, okay, that the water sits in, you could just cut that part out, still keep all the plumbing, and it just holds less volume. And that, I just think of that water pouch that we used to walk around with when we go camping. Anyway, that's just how I look at it. So the gastric sleeve takes out a big portion of the stomach that isn't connected to your esophagus or your intestine, decreases surface area, it's permanent, people seem to lose a lot of weight. Okay, so what happens if you don't have bariatric coverage? How do you fund this? And again, I think it's ridiculous. I think if the Affordable Health Care Act did have allowances for people to get this done, and if insurance has covered it, I think they would be saving a hell of a lot of money on diabetes, hell of a lot of money on obesity screening. Oh, one of you had written me saying obesity screening is supposed to be covered, but your doctor doesn't do it. He never has time. If you're going to have obesity screening, you need to make that a separate visit. Okay, so if you're there for a physical and you're getting your heart looked at and your pap smear and, I don't know, prostate check and, you know, you're getting an EKG and things like that, and then you want a 15, 20-minute discussion on obesity, they may make you come back and do that another day. So when you guys go for your obesity screening or obesity management, I would recommend tell your doctor that you're coming in just for that. But a lot of patients, you know, they don't have time to see the doctor, so when they do, they're there for a cold, they're there for a olecranon bursitis, They're there for a, I don't know, knee issue. They want a toenail removed. And no, it's not going to happen. And so, I mean, you know, I mean, if you're there for obesity screening and obesity evaluation, and that is your only visit, then that's what's going to be done on that visit. Okay. So, how do you, afford it? Well, I mean, okay, let's say you want to do the gastric sleeve. Gastric sleeve, close to $20,000. WebMD has a nice article on pain for weight loss surgery. Okay, they talk about how many of these costs are anywhere from $20,000 to $25,000. Okay, depending on the type of surgery, your surgeon's fee, the hospital you choose, you're going to be paying the anesthesiologist, you're going to pay the surgical assistant, you're going to pay for devices, consultant, follow-up procedures, sometimes the nutritionist. One of the best ways to do it is to make sure you have the whole package done. A lot of times you pay for the doctor, and that includes the doctor will then pay everybody involved. We'll also pay for follow-up. You have X amount of follow-ups, etc. They say if you have health insurance, read your policy carefully. Work closely with your insurer and your doctor to see what's covered. Under, for the, as they say here under WebMD, some states require that health insurances cover bariatric surgery. But again, it's not nothing federally mandated. In 2015, more than half of the states mandated coverage for that for most of their plans. So, if you don't have health insurance, what's the best way to do it? Well, there are payment options, okay? There are, certain grants that some people could apply for. Sometimes you could even appeal your insurance company, okay? Sometimes the insurance company will make an exception, okay? So, letter of appeals may be worth it. You know, go to that and just basically make your case. Go, look, this is what I'm spending and what you're spending on drugs for my diabetes, for my high cholesterol, for my high blood pressure. Okay? I think this is going to save you money. All right? Now, you got to be careful because, you know, you don't want to look like you're blackmailing them. Well, I'm going to go to the doctor and I want to make you guys spend more and more and more because your rates are just going to go up or they'll drop you. But, you know, explain why you think the procedure should be covered, okay? Ask them to explain back why coverage is being denied, all right? Get that statement. Ask them to have, you know, put in writing what is it about the weight loss surgery that you don't, you know, that they don't think is worth covering and why they don't think it's life-saving. All right, try to put them, you know, have them put their cojones on the line. There are GoFundMes. Some people, they have weight parties where, you know, look, guys, I'm trying to fund a weight loss party. You know, I'm going to host a barbecue. You know, can, you know, everybody kind of donate $20 or whatever. It's a great way to, you know, be able to, you know, get your friends and family and neighbors together. People love a cause. You know, one thing I really want to do, especially in my state, and I hope, you know, other states will take form. I really want to pass some sort of legislation where anybody that helps, any entity that helps do something for the community or helps do something for a charity, and not so much just for a 501c, you know, for you know, any sort of charitable work, helping a high school group pay for their trip to go to the meeting or go to the baseball game or whatever. They get a extra tax credit. I don't know how we would do that or how we would implement that, but I recommend to you legislators have something such that you can, it'll incentivize people to help and certain things qualify. Okay? And it doesn't have to be to a tax deductible organizational only. Cause I gotta tell you, there are so many people out there that need help. So many people. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are your Google search results killing you?
Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. I've been kind of following the story on the school district that wants to ban the game of tag on recess. Mercer Island School District has been going through a bunch of criticism because the administrators wanted to ban the game of tag over the emotional well-being of kids. The school district communications director, Macy Grade, in an email, told the news that the rationale behind this ban is to ensure the physical and emotional safety of all students. Okay? So they wanted to address physical safety. They want kids to keep their hands to themselves. And the school does promote competitive sports like football. But students, unfortunately, viciously, quote-unquote, tackled their opponents. Anyway, I guess they tried to ban it, and they were unsuccessful. They said the school is backing out. District officials say the policy was well-intended, but it is being rescinded, even though they blame in part to, quote-unquote, false reporting without referencing any report they said that was false. This is according to MyNorthwest.com. And I guess some of the media is pretty upset by how they... kind of criticized the media's coverage of it. According to a quote on the district's website, TAG as we know it and have known it is reinstated. In addition, students may continue to play flag tag as they wish. Other respectful games that involve appropriate physical interaction are also encouraged. Our school principals and teachers will work with our students as they imagine and develop new games for play. Why such an issue? I mean, things are changing, and I mean, good for the media for, looking at various points of view. Okay, you know, I do radio. Okay, when you do TV, okay, and you're reporting the news. Yeah, you could sometimes throw in a little commentary. Okay, but with radio, it's a lot about commentary. So I think the media take a story. Alright, and then they, run with it, and they dissect it, and they look at, the sides, and they find humorous takes on it. That's what we do. But, unfortunately, there's a serious issue underneath. Okay? Things are changing, and kids are being, cultivated and nurtured differently than we were. Some of you think it's for the best, and some of you, it scares the hell out of you. Okay? I'm one of those people that's pretty damn scared. Okay? When I grew up, there was always a fight at school. So you learned how to fight. Even the girls. Vicious. Girls pulling each other's hair. And yeah, you got in trouble, but I mean, it was a fight. You got in trouble for having a fight. Kids that fought a lot would get suspended. Somebody who did something really, 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 really bad would get arrested. Now you got a kid bringing a clock to school, and he's getting arrested. Even though I still don't understand how that's a clock. I mean, to me, it does look a little scary. I don't know what the heck he was making. But, I mean, now teachers and schools are very quick to arrest. Okay? It's different. And no matter where you fall on the political spectrum, I don't know if kids are being allowed to be kids. Now, I understand we got a lot of lawyers out there now. We have a lot of lawsuits. We have a lot of accusations of rights being trampled on. Okay? I mean, when I was growing up, you still had a dunce cap. So I remember in the fourth grade, and in art class, the art teacher... what was his name? BB or something like that. I forget. He put a dunce cap on me. And I had to sit there, right, being laughed at and giggled. I remember crying, the whole class, crying that I was sitting in the dunce cap. Now, the older I got, now I have an audience. Okay, so I can sit there and make jokes or whatever. But back then, I was crying. You got spanked in class. You'd have to go up to the front, then spank you with the paddle, and then you'd go back. A few of the schools, I remember I went to 12 schools. So a few of the schools, depending on the district I was in, you got spanked. That's just what happened. And so it's different now. And I'm not saying I want that reinstated by any means. But, corporal punishment was a part of a kid's growing up. We don't have that anymore. And it's because studies have proven it really doesn't work. Spanking me in front of a class of giggling students, okay, it didn't really help my behavior. If I wanted to be a class clown, I was still going to be a class clown. So it was really a stupid type of punishment, okay? But we're having such a hands-off that now it's trickling down to the playground. Okay, nobody gets to tag each other. We don't want kids touching each other, all right? What if a boy is playing tag with a girl, accidentally hits her on the chest... Is now that boy in trouble for sexual assault? Okay? These were not issues growing up. I wrestled with the guys all the time. Yeah, things got hit. All right? They would look scared to death that they touched something, probably because they were freaked out that I even had a breast in the second grade, but, you know, I was just pretty well developed. But, I mean, you know, I would wrestle, we would tackle each other, and nobody thought anything of it. Okay? You bang into people at work, it happens, sorry, my butt was in the way, whatever. Yet, because of all the assault, and because of all the things going on now, you know, it's very easy for things to be hidden under the guise of it was an accident. So now you can't let boys and girls play with each other. Right, well, so what? Do you separate them? Do you segregate boys and girls? Well, you can't do that. That's a civil rights issue. And what do you do about transgender kids? So I think what's happening is we have all these rules. We have all these fears. We have all these concerns about liability. Not to mention, we actually have real assaults going on top of this, that I don't think schools know what the hell to do. I don't think schools are prepared with all the autistic children and all the kids that have certain personality disorders and psychiatric disorders. There were a lot of kids that had issues in the past, but they were put in a different school or put in a quote-unquote special class. Now we're for integration and we're for making sure that these kids get to grow up in normal social settings, social classrooms, social environments. All right. But a lot of the teachers, they don't know how to handle it. All right. So like one teacher or principal did, you know, kid was flaying around. So he restrained the child, which is what principals used to do. Okay. You know, you get male teacher, you get a male, they restrain the child. Well, he got in trouble. So we were all told him, go call the police. So then another school, somebody calls the police officer used handcuffs. Okay, well then I'll restrain the child that way. No, he got in trouble too. Nobody knows what to do anymore. We just don't know what to do. Because you're damned if you do, damned if you don't. And until we figure out what to do, we're gonna have all these issues. Alright, was it assault? Was it discrimination? Was it segregation? Apparently there's a school under fire because I believe they're in Europe and they were serving pork and Muslims and Jews can't eat pork. So they had the kids wear a special band or clothing patch. Okay. Kind of reminiscent of what you would think what happened in Holocaust times in Nazi Germany so that they wouldn't be served the pork. Okay, now on one end, all right, very nice that the school made sure these kids weren't eating pork. On the other hand, that just identified to somebody who was anti-Muslim, anti-Jewish, which person is of that faith. What do you do? What do you do? Okay, well, one thing is let's try to put responsibility on the actual child. But some of these children can't handle the responsibility. Some of them don't know. Some of them have no idea. All right, I mean, they're kids. So I don't know what the answer is. And we see these schools flailing around. I don't know what happened in the Mercer Island School District, but my guess is something happened during TAG. So they were like, so we don't get sued, let's just ban it. And it didn't work. It backfired. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today. 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Speak, speak. speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So remember last Friday, a high school quarterback died, Evan Murray, from a New Jersey high school. He had been tackled during the game, and he felt woozy. He went to the hospital, and the coach told the guys, everything's going to be okay. I'll be fine. And then, unfortunately, he died They thought he might have had a heart attack, but now we're finding that the 17-year-old died from a lacerated spleen. Now, the community knows him to be a hometown hero. They're definitely mourning, you know, the sudden death. Medical examiners have called it accidental. But it is so heartbreaking to see something like this, okay? Talking about a young boy, and all he did was play some football. According to one of the cheerleaders, as he was being taken off the field, he tried to give a thumbs up to the rest of the team, and everybody cheered. And how, you know, you get taken off the team and everybody, and I love how both sides do that. When you have an injured player, everybody kind of claps, you know, showing support and cheering them as they, you know, are being carted off for medical issues. And so he waved back. He was hit in the backfield, was able to get to the sideline, and then I guess he collapsed. Now, an autopsy release said he had an enlarged spleen that made him susceptible to injury. He had no underlying heart condition, no underlying head trauma. Teammates of Murray said he had taken several hits during the course of the game before that one that sent him to the hospital where he unfortunately later died. So defensive end Bailey Lieberman said, I'm not sure if it was the last hit that did the damage or previous plays. I do know that he wasn't feeling good prior to the last hit and seemed tired. He did take a hit pretty hard just before the last hit. He took a helmet to the stomach. Now, of course, the community is in shock as is the country. There's a memorial. There's a GoFundMe page set up to benefit his family. It's already raised more than $50,000 as of Monday afternoon. My son's in football. Other one wants to be in football. And, I mean, high school football, I mean, we have thousands of kids in this country playing football. We have thousands of, you know, adults. I was watching the game yesterday. Who was playing? It was Packers and the Chiefs. And, oh, my gosh, major head injury. It looked like to one of the Packers. They did a long commercial break. Not really sure what happened. They said he walked off the field, but it looked bad. It looked bad. But luckily, he walked off the field. They're doing concussion protocol, et cetera. But, I mean, you know, is football getting more dangerous? And, I mean, my grandfather played football when it was the, you know, the leather heads, the leather cap, all right? And you know, they got beat up pretty badly. Of course, we don't have the media coverage back then like we do now, so you hear of somebody who dies, and it's rare. It's rare. But these accidents are real. You know, I mean, I see broken jaws, I see broken legs, I see it. You know, we watch on the NFL, we saw Tony Romo, you know, fracture his clavicle. These things happen. Now, the question is are kids getting rougher? Are these kids bigger? I mean, I think kids are bigger than they used to be. Do they have more testosterone? Do they have more hormones? I mean, on one end, we're worried because kids aren't learning how to fight. They're being mollycoddled. They're being very, protected, and they're being very, sheltered, you know, as opposed to us. You know, these kids have to stay out of the sun, or if they are, they have to be completely lathered in sunscreen, and they have to wear hats, and they can't jump in the lake and swim in the lake in fear of getting into amoeba, whereas that's what you used to do. You used to jump in the lake and cool off. And so, we're really sheltering these kids. But then on the other hand, are these kids getting really beat up, you know, from other kids? Not intentionally. It's just now you got big 300-pound kids going after each other. Now, when I heard that his spleen ruptured, the first thing I thought of was maybe he had underlying mono. Okay? They said he was tired during the game. Was he tired because he was already bleeding internally? Or was he tired because he had mono? If you have mono, you have an enlarged spleen. If you have an enlarged spleen, then you are supposed to stay away from contact sports for risk of a rupture. So when I heard he ruptured his spleen, the first thing I thought of was maybe he had mono. Or maybe he had a viral illness that unfortunately caused his spleen to swell. There's other conditions that also cause splenomegaly. He could have always had one, or he could have had another underlying condition. But my concern is maybe he had mono. And, of course, because of the adrenaline and, you know, I mean, me, I had mono when I was in medical school. I only missed 1 week. I mean, I you just couldn't miss. And so I went to school and I did what I could, and I, you know, but I wasn't in any contact sports. So, you know, many of you parents out there listening to this going, yeah, look, my kid plays ball. My kid plays, I mean, baseball. Did I forget which team played yesterday where the kid just was out. The player was just out, knocked unconscious. You know, head. So any sport could be, unfortunately, dangerous. Boy, girl, etc. So, you know, my recommendation is if you don't think your kid is right, you don't think your kid is healthy, don't let him play. It's not worth it. Okay? You know, if you don't think your kid is proper protection, if you think your kid is going to be up against bigger kids, and again, it's hard for me to follow that advice. All right? My son wants to play football. He's a lineman. I mean, I get scared, especially, you know, with what I see. And, you know, when these kids want to play, and again, these types of injuries are really rare. So you don't want to be a parent denying your kid opportunities that, you know, that he wouldn't get elsewhere because you're afraid that he's going to, you know, have a major injury. But the truth of the matter is football, soccer, baseball, these are dangerous sports. Things happen. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Marco writes, I'm blessed with three boys. Two are 9 and 11, and the youngest is 5. He likes to hit the older boys, and when my wife sees them fighting, she runs to protect the baby. I think they should fight it out. The young one will learn a lesson. She thinks the older boys will harm him. I grew up with 4 older brothers, and they beat the blank out of me, he writes. And I'm better for it. This is interesting. What do you do when you have a younger brother that will smack around the older boys and the older boys have to use restraint and the younger boy keeps doing it? You know, I mean, when I grew up, what would happen is if you did something to somebody in class or somebody in the family, then the person in charge would say, okay, now you sit there and we're going to let them do that to you. Okay? If you pinched his arm, we're going to let them pinch you back so you see how it feels. And it would be a very controlled situation. They wouldn't let you punch somebody in the head. But, you know, for smaller offenses like pinching or whatever, you know, that could be an option. Do you know what that feels like? This is what it feels like. It's not fun. Letting older brothers, you know, it's tough. Okay, because I've seen, I had a case where an older brother stabbed the younger brother with a pencil in his hand. And it went through the hand. I mean, pretty scary stuff. So, you know, you don't want to just let them fight it out. But you want to intervene. But, you know, sometimes younger brother needs to know you can't mess with older brother. And, I mean, my younger son, I don't know when it happened, but I think something must have happened when I wasn't looking. And he knows how to push older brother's buttons, but he also knows when to duck. He's learned how to deal with older brother, because older brother can lay a big punch, and older brother is a lot bigger than younger brother. And younger brother cannot wait for puberty to be able to surpass older brother, all right? And I can see it. And so he's laying low, okay? He does his little things. He does his little talkies just to kind of get under his skin, but he knows how to avoid. So he learned. He learned some behavior. I don't know how he did it, so I didn't have to be there to watch. But listen, if you think your younger kid's at risk, you got to step in. I mean, a mom will always do that. True, mom babies the baby. They always do. All right? But then maybe in a controlled situation, go, look, you know, you're running your wheel into their foot. How does that feel type of thing? 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with the Anthem Foundation. Premature birth is the leading cause of death of babies and disabilities for children. That's why we support the March of Dimes to help mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment and outreach to help moms during their pregnancy and give every baby a healthy start in life. Learn how you can help at marchofdimes.org.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to alkavision.com to find out more. That's alkavision.com.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.